So instead I chose one that is actually one of my favorites by Mary Baker Eddy. How many of you knew that she was a Unitarian before she started her own religion? Yeah, she was. So I don't know whether she wrote this after her development of her own religion or if it was while she was a Unitarian, but it fits for us. And you'll see there's a lot of Unitarian principles in Christian Science. The law of God of mind is ceaseless action, presence, and infinite protection. This day is merely a step in infinite progress. It is unfoldment, not time. It brings no belief or delay in success, no disappointment. It adds no fear, no age, no deterioration, no decay, no sin, no materiality, no belief in matter. It only adds wisdom, power, dominion, law, and the eternal presence of well done. My treatment now establishes the law of this day and obliterates the supposition of belief in any other law. Principle governs me and mine. This day is unfoldment in every detail and incident. It is but an illustration of divine presence, power, wisdom, and love. So since my very first interim, that song by the Gabe Dixon Band has been my personal go home, listen, sing at the top of my lungs song. You know, it's I will turn and I will go, I will be tired and I will not know, but all will be well. And that's sort of the theme song for all interims. We come in to do our work, we see what needs to be done, and we don't get to stay. We're kind of like Moses in the Promised Land. We do not get to stay and see the fruits of our labor ripen. But we do know that all will be well, even though sometimes it's hard to tell. How quickly this 2 years has gone. It has that sort of odd feeling of, it's so fast! It's going to last forever. That's how all interims go. And we always arrive at this moment of goodbye, of well done, of all will be well, and thank you. Thank you. I want to start by giving my so deep, deep gratitude and appreciation for the people that have worked so hard over the last 2 years. It began with Beth Wilson, who took you for the very tumultuous board leadership role when Peter departed, and then passed the baton to Jack Slowriver, and Ryan Hill was there for most all of it, and Dave Baumgart, and all the other board members who just navigated their way through so many complicated decisions and choices and moments. You all did extremely well managing some sort of institutional understanding and structure and walking where your feet had never gone before and being honest, respectful, direct. Thank you. There were other leaders on the edges with board committees, and I know I will forget someone's name, so I will apologize, but I'm thinking of the people I saw so often. Ann Fletcher guiding the policy and governance, Claudia Hershey in the financial stewardship, and Connie Hernley with the nominating committee, and Craig Nelson with endowment. Laura Rivendell, we would not have an accounting system if it weren't for the hours. And she put in full-time labor for months with us. Then there's the transition team, all the people who do lay pastoral ministry and RE, and of course, Millie Malarkey and Mary Anderson when they started out with the search committee and then transitioned into right relationship, and then another search committee, and aided by Rhonda Brown, who led over 90 people through Beloved Conversations, and then started on the Ministerial Search Committee, and then participated in the Developmental Ministry Search. I think I could go on, but I think of the flower team, and every Tuesday I would come in and find fresh flowers on my desk, and I would be able to smell them, look at them, and breathe some beauty and peace and calm no matter what was going on. Beloved Racial Justice, the Social Justice Council, so many, and then the staff, so solid and resilient and professional, walking through minefields of uncertainty and judgments and questions, just doing your very best to empower your members to do their best. All of you who have spent time making coffee, on connection teams, volunteering in the office, asking your questions. Arthur Knapp, I just saw him, and I'm thinking we would not have our fine Eric Lane Barnes. Eric Barnes. Yes, I guess. Yes. Him. Without Arthur doing such a good job of leading all the people who helped in that conversation and that search. You know, you all were so stellar in following me when you had no idea where I was going, and sometimes I did not. We were punting a lot, but it was all necessary, the disruption, the uncovering, the dismantling, the churning up the dirt, finding the rocks, so that you would be at this moment. And there was urgency and speed in it so that you would be at this moment where you can have a much more leisurely relationship with your developed ministry, that you can take the time to have the kind of conversations and collaboration that we quite didn't have the time for, because our goal was to find you a settled minister, and we marched through some really important steps to get you there. And that moment will come, but with a little bit more time and patience that will help you understand who you are, who you want to be, and what you want to bring to this world. I like to think of it in that sense of Mary Baker Eddy's unfoldment. And I actually thought about the election of Barack Obama, because I was pondering about that inauguration while I was thinking of this reflection. And I thought back about what needed to happen in this nation for us to elect our first black president. And I thought of the 300,000 people who had to march on Washington, D.C. before Martin Luther King could climb to a mountaintop, before John Lewis could walk across that Selma Bridge, or a guerrilla band of teachers and parents and hearts and hands had to patiently plod through and persistently move this nation inch by inch through a civil war, through a turn of the centuries, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, what Unitarian Universalists had to do in approaching all the different areas of justice that supported our principles and purposes before we could arrive. I don't think anyone could have imagined even where we were going, but each step brought us to the new place. And I think the election of Donald Trump is somehow in there, and the summit with North Korea, and the Afghani truce with the Taliban, and the power of the Poor People's March that's going on right now, they're all unfoldment. We don't see the direction that we're going, but we have to trust, we have to believe that it's all about well done, that all will be well. There was an interview with Krista Tippett. She interviewed the very old now philosopher and civil rights leader Grace Lee Boggs, and she was talking about Detroit and what's happening in Detroit right now. And she said that to gain perspective on all our challenges and navigate the changes of our time, we have to see beyond and through the ruins into the joy that is coming. I'm reminded, and I want to remind you, that hope is not sustained by all the prophets or the words that they speak. hope is sustained and finds its completion in the actions we take, in the response that we give to the call that the prophets lay out. Hope is sustained by our choice to find life and joy in the struggle, to continually stand with all that embodies our hope, our vision. We must grow our courage in every single minute so that we can sustain our voices and put our faith in the world's people and the power of change. Joan Borushenko wrote these words, and I like to think of this as coupling with Mary Baker Eddy. Once upon a time, love erupted with a mighty roar. A ball of living, breathing light exploded into a universe of fire and ice. Suns and moons, plants, animals, you and me. And since that very first moment of love, we have known ourselves and expanded ourselves through it. Our joys, our sorrows, our hopes, our fears, our dissolution in night's soft womb, and our recreation in every morning song are all reflections of divine love. That love that plays its infinite melodies on the tender strings of our hearts. There are notes of anguish, exultation, anger, delight, pain, and grace that unite in a sacred harmony when we remember, that first light. For all will be well and well done to unfold. We have to be mindful of every choice we make. Will you support that first explosion of love? Will you support hate? Those are the only two forces at work in our universe today. And you get to choose everything that you do. Love, hate. It's pretty simple when you take it down to that level. So every action we take, every choice we make, the food we eat, the vote we make, the car we drive, the neighbor we greet, brings the world closer to that anticipated perfection of love's first light. Or not. We are the unfolding of well done. We are continuing the energy of that eruption of love's first light. So before I ask Tom Doe to come forward, I would like to share these favorite words. I thank you, God, for this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirit of trees, and for a blue, true dream of a sky, and for everything, everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I, who have died, am alive again today. And this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life, of love, and wings. And of the gay, great, happening, illimitable earth, how could tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt, unimaginable you. Now, the ears of my ears can hear, and the eyes of my eyes are open.
Please join us in a litany of departure. Our church is constantly changing. People come and go. Babies are born. Children grow up. People commit themselves to one another. Loved ones and friends among us come to the end of their lives. Individuals move into our community and church life. Others leave us, moving away to new places, new experiences, and new opportunities. It is important and right that we recognize these times of passage, of endings and beginnings. On April 25th, 2016, this church began its interim journey with Reverend Dr. Elaine Beth Paris-Lua. On June 15th, 2018, her interim ministry with the East Shore Unitarian Church will be completed. Today, we honor her time with us.
I thank East Shore Unitarian Church, its members and friends, for the love, kindness, and support shown to me these last 26 months. I am grateful for the ways my leadership has been appreciated, and as I leave, I ask forgiveness for any errors or omissions for which I am responsible. I carry with me all that I have learned here.
We receive your thankfulness, our forgiveness, and accept that your journey will continue in ways separate from us. We express our gratitude for your time among us. We ask your forgiveness for any errors or omissions for which we are responsible. Your influence on our lives in the church will not leave us at your direction.
I forgive you. And I accept your gratitude, trusting that both our time together and our time of parting are as they should be.
Do you, the members and friends of East Shore Unitarian Church, release Elaine Beth Paris-Lua from her duties as interim minister? Do you offer Elaine your encouragement and support as she resumes her life and work apart from East Shore? Do you, Elaine, release this church from turning to you and depending on you?
I do.
Do you offer your encouragement for the continued ministry here and for the relationship of the church with whoever engages in a developmental ministry among us?
I do.